I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Our first story today has some intense information from a ministry to Iran. The details are coming up. Then later, a happier turn of events for kids in Nepal. In our first story, Iran has rejected a U.S. ceasefire proposal and submitted its own terms. Meanwhile, the Iranian regime has announced that many January protesters' cases have finished processing and sentences are being carried out with no leniency. Lana Silk with Transform Iran shares the reality of what children are experiencing, including those in the protests.
Children as young as 10, 11, 12 have been part of the protests, have been arrested and killed. I've heard reports of girls as young as 12 being raped in custody. The government is indiscriminate.
Transform Iran is discipling believers in the underground church in Iran. And Silk says children need the hope of Jesus now more than ever.
Children are very aware that they have no future in this country and have grown up sooner than you would normally want your 10, 11, 12-year-old to grow up.
As you continue to pray for Iran,
I want us to remember the children and to be praying specifically for them, that this new generation that's coming out through what's happening right now, this is the future of Iran, that there will be stability in the future of Iran. These children will, if they already know Jesus, be rooted in their faith, and if not, there will be supernatural experiences.
Next, India's constitution allows Christians to practice their faith. But for many, reality feels like a slap in the face. John Padetti of Bibles for the World shares a recent story. A pastor was attacked during a worship service.
They dragged him outside and they forced him to chant Hindu chants praising one of their gods, and then they forced him to eat cow dung.
Many of these attacks go unpunished because of anti-conversion laws present in 12 Indian states. Still, Christians know that the highest law is on their side. The National Council of Churches in India have backed a petition. Their goal? To challenge whether these laws are constitutional.
Well, there actually is what they call in India public interest litigation that has taken it all the way up to the Supreme Court of India.
The responsibility falls on the states to show their laws follow the Constitution, but the process keeps getting delayed. In the meantime, many Christians continue to face pressure.
They get arrested, they have to post bail, they have to go to court.
While waiting for the Supreme Court's decision, Christians are finding other ways to speak out. On March 22nd, thousands joined a protest in Raipur. Yet the main battleground remains spiritual, but continue to pray for a legal breakthrough in India that Christians' rights to practice their faith will be protected. And finally, we share reports like the ones you've just heard to stir God's people to action. Often, that action looks like prayer, and sometimes it means giving to support a project. Last month, Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder told us about the need for storytellers in Nepal. Their solar-powered MP3 players loaded with an audio Bible and Keys for Kids content.
Many, many people who were listening to Mission Network News heard our pleas. It went slow for a while, but then all of a sudden, God just moved into the hearts of people and blew the doors off. We hit the $20,000 mark with no trouble at all.
Keys for Kids also shared the need on their channels. An 8-year-old girl listening to the Keys for Kids mobile app decided that she would bake and sell cookies to help.
She was able to raise $200. That's enough for 10 storytellers. So about 1,500 kids will be able to hear the gospel because of the work she did.
Praise God for obedient servants who put faith into action. Pray that entire families will turn to Christ as they hear the gospel through the storytellers in Nepal.
It is a place where Hinduism reigns, which means they have a lot of gods that sit on their mantle. We don't just want them to add Jesus. We want them to make Jesus the Lord of their life.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.